With today's top stories, I'm Tonata Kadila. Yeni AI has won the top prize at the Huawei Tech for Good global competition during the 8th National ICT Summit. The startup came first out of 145 projects from 75 countries, earning a $30,000 prize for its innovative platform that tackles challenges in the local education system. Yeni AI connects learners with teachers through an artificial intelligence-powered assistant, currently delivering personalized lessons to 99 students in Windhoek. CEO Vitalis Haupindi has more.
We've been talking to schools, talking to teachers, deploying it and getting feedback. We are running now with 99 learners across Windhoek, being taught from 7 o'clock until 1 o'clock full-time by an AI teacher. And 2 days ago, I showed the results. Learners were improving by 2 sigma. That means they are improving by 2 symbols. We hope to collaborate and work with especially organizations that are willing to help the rural communities. It's expensive for government to build schools in rural communities, but we can build a center with computers or laptops, and an AI teacher can teach all the subjects for those learners.
South African President Cyril Ramaphosa will lead the country's delegation at the 79th United Nations General Assembly in New York from the 24th to the 30th of September. SA's presidential spokesperson Vincent Magwenya says Ramaphosa will address the summit focusing on multilateralism, economic diplomacy and investment.
As the president of the General Assembly, Mr. Young has indicated that his chosen theme for this year's general debate will be unity in diversity for the advancement of peace, sustainable development and human dignity for everyone, everywhere.
As Southern African development countries battle the worst drought in decades, Zimbabwe is considering culling elephants for the first time since 1988 and, according to Bloomberg News, using the meat to feed people who have been affected by a crippling drought. Environment Minister Sithembiso Nyoni on Wednesday told lawmakers in Mount Hampton, north of Harare, that talks are underway about culling some elephants and providing the dried meat to communities that need the protein. And finally, from here, Earth sure looks like a perfect world, said the first private citizen to perform a spacewalk. The BBC reports that a billionaire and an engineer have become the first non-professional crew to complete a spacewalk during a commercial mission. Jared Isaacman and Sarah Gillies stepped out of the SpaceX spacecraft around 15 minutes apart.
So the first views of the first ever commercial spacewalk.
I'm at the bottom of the mobility aid, progressing. There's SpaceX. Back at home, we all have a lot of work to do, but from here, Earth sure looks like a perfect world.
Before Thursday, only astronauts from government-funded space agencies had conducted spacewalks. Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.